Hello, this is Inside FR Morning News Briefing. Five of the most important and interesting stories from an insider in just a few minutes. This is Boris Blacken. Today is Thursday, February 5th. Story 1. The first day of the new stage of trilateral negotiations to end the war in Ukraine concluded in Abu Dhabi. The parties reportedly agreed to continue consultations on February 5th. The Russian delegation is led by Chief of the Main Directorate of the General Staff Igor Kostyukov. The American side is represented by Donald Trump's special envoys Steven Oitkov and Jared Kushner. Ukraine is represented at the negotiations by, among others, Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council Rustam Umerov and Chief of Staff of the President Kirill Budanov. As U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated, the list of unresolved issues in the peace process has been significantly reduced, but the most difficult ones remain unresolved. The first round of trilateral negotiations between Ukraine, Russia, and the United States took place behind closed doors in Abu Dhabi at the end of January. Marco Rubio then stated that the only unresolved issue in the peace plan was the territorial issue. Ukrainian President Zelensky noted that the territorial issue could only be resolved through a personal meeting with Vladimir Putin. The second story. A Moscow court sentenced stand-up comedian Artemy Ostinin to 5 years and 9 months in prison. He was found guilty of inciting hatred and insulting religious feelings. The case was brought against him because of his jokes. Security forces detained the artist while attempting to leave Russia last March. The case stemmed from a joke about a legless man on the subway, whom the comedian called a legless skater. A denunciation was filed against the comedian by activists. They assumed Ostinin was joking about a soldier who lost both legs during the war in Ukraine. However, the comedian only said that the man had lost his lower limbs after stepping on a mine. After his arrest in Belarus, security forces tortured Artemy and broke his spine. A photo of the brutal beating, which also resulted in serious lung damage, was even published by Human Rights Council member Eva Merkachova. Ostinin was later accused of insulting religious feelings for a joke about Jesus Christ. He was quoted as saying, "I brought information to the people, and do you know what they did? They crucified me." Quote, at the trial, Ostinin pleaded not guilty. He apologized to those who might have been offended by his jokes about religion, but continued to maintain his innocence and called the victims in the case professional informers. The third story. Vladimir Putin dismissed former head of the presidential administration Sergei Ivanov from his post as his special representative for environmental protection, ecology, and transport. According to Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, Ivanov himself requested his resignation. Thus, he left his last government position. Sergei Ivanov is 72 years old. He is one of the government officials closest to Putin. They dated back to the mid-1970s. At the time, they both served in the Leningrad KGB. At various times, Ivanov headed the Russian Security Council, served as Minister of Defense, and served as Chief of Staff of the Presidential Administration. Sergei Ivanov is one of the last remaining members of Putin's inner circle of elites. For over a quarter century, he served in the country's top leadership. He is under personal sanctions from the US, the EU, and the UK due to the annexation of Crimea and the war in Ukraine. Story 4. A U.S. federal court found Ryan Ruth guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump during the 2024 presidential campaign. The defendant was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. The court found that Ruth meticulously prepared for the attack and acted deliberately and purposefully. The jury found him guilty of attempted murder, as well as several related charges related to the preparation and execution of the attack. The incident occurred on July 13, 2024, at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Trump was wounded in the shooting. A bullet grazed his ear. Despite the incident, the politician survived and later continued to run for president. Story number 5. The Washington Post has begun massive layoffs. The cuts will affect the domestic, international, and sports departments. In total, according to the New York Times, the publication is losing more than 300 journalists. Washington Post CEO Matt Murray told staff that the newspaper had been losing too much money for too long and was failing to meet readers' needs. He noted that the cuts would affect all departments, and as a result, the publication would focus even more on national news and politics, as well as business and health. The publication's chief economics correspondent, Jeff Stein, called the layoffs a tragic day for American journalism and for the country as a whole. As a reminder, The Washington Post is owned by billionaire Jeff Bezos. He acquired one of the oldest and most influential publications in 2013. And that's all for today. Listen to Inside F on all podcast platforms, as well as on the EO app online and on the EFM website online.